The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Goodbye. See you tonight.
Yes, bye, dear.
Dishes again.
Oh, I'll do them.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant that life just seems to be an endless round of getting meals and doing dishes.
Oh, I don't mind them at all. I'll do the breakfast dishes and you bathe the baby.
Oh, he isn't awake even yet. Oh, look, Betsy didn't even finish her scrambled eggs. She doesn't need enough to keep a bird alive.
Now, don't you worry about her. I never ate a thing when I was little. I was just like a beanpole. But I was healthy enough, at least I never got sick. Where's the cupboard? The strawberry jam.
Oh, right over there.
Here it is. Okay. Now, you go make the beds. When I finish this, I'll vacuum and dust.
What'd you forget?
Nothing. You didn't pick up the mail yesterday. It was in the box. Here, phone bill, light bill, let me see. Oh, nothing, you know, a lot of ads and stuff. Well, that's about all.
What's in the big envelope?
Oh, for you, from Valerie Borman.
Miss Borman, she has a travel bureau.
Oh, yeah. Mercury International Travel Bureau.
Oh, that must be all the folders on boats and planes and things.
Let me have a
dish. I gotta go. See you tonight.
Yes, goodbye. See you tonight. Oh, look, Aunt Effie.
Now, maybe we ought to get the work done before we start looking at all these things.
Oh, no. Let's just look at them for a minute.
All right.
You know, I think I'll call some of the girls and have them drop over for coffee so I can see what they think.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, here's all these folders. Pictures of the boats, SS Liberty, SS Stottendam, SS Independence.
Call your friends up. I'll put on some coffee.
Bye.
When it comes to top daytime listening entertainment, we'd like to remind you of a three-way program parley that's always a sure winner. One, Arthur Godfrey time. Two, House Party with Art Linkletter. And three, The Galen Drake Show. This talented trio is on hand each Monday through Friday over CBS Radio to make sure your day doesn't have a ghost of a chance of being dull. Arthur Godfrey, armed with a ukulele and wielding his sparkling wit to good effect, comes your way with mellow song stylings and droll, easygoing conversation. Art Linkletter, who throws some of Hollywood's happiest house parties, concocts scores of fun-filled games and contests, welcomes celebrity guests. Then there's Galen Drake, who has a warm, winning way when it comes to spinning a yarn or sharing with you some curious new discovery. He has a tune or two also. So there they are, CBS Radio's Arthur Godfrey Time, Art Linkletter's House Party, and The Galen Drake Show, making a sound difference in your weekday listening and making for the different sound of this station.
Goodness, I've had three cups now. Well, have some more. What were you saying, Myra?
Well, I was saying that you certainly ought to go over by ship. That's the only way to get the real feeling that you're going to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fly back if you want to.
Well, of course, I'd love to go by boat.
Don't say boat, say ship. Hand me those other folders, will you?
All right, ship. Here.
Are you sure you're going to Europe? I mean, is it definite?
Well, it's certainly definite that I want to go, but I still don't know where the money's coming from. I only have $536 I saved up before I was even married. It was supposed to be for a trip to Europe. I still have it saved. But
my goodness, $536 won't go very far.
I know. What I'm trying to do is figure up how much I'll really need.
Well, I think it's terrible the way a wife is not included on a man's business traveling account.
Well, I'm not, Aunt Effie.
Well,
so.
I thought Anne Lundell was coming over. She ought to have some ideas.
Here's a picture of the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth. They look like nice boats.
Ships, Eleanor.
All right, ships. Didn't Mrs. Lawson go on one of the Queens? She had a lovely time.
She should have had a lovely time. She went first class. But there's no sense in you going first class.
What does first class cost?
Oh, it depends on the ship. Anywhere from $300 to $500 or more if you have a luxury suite.
Mm-hmm. Is that round trip?
No. One way.
Well, I've never been to Europe, but I must say, if I did have the money to go, I'd certainly like to do it in style. I think it would be wonderful to be so luxurious and go first class.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see any point in spending all your money on transportation. Then you haven't anything left when you get there. And on some of those newer boats, they say tourist class
ship.
Well, ship. They say tourist class is perfectly all right.
Oh, sure, sure. It's silly to go first class.
Myra, it isn't only silly. It's out of the question.
First class, you get all the really rich people.
Oh, Myra, don't say rich. I hate that word.
What word do you like?
Well, wealthy.
Well, anyhow, they're loaded.
Well, they are. And they've been to Europe so often, they aren't even excited or anything. So it's no fun. Cabin class or tourist class, that's where you have fun.
I've heard that all the people in first class go down to the cabin class anyhow, because it's more fun.
No. You don't say it that way, Eleanor. They don't go down to the cabin class.
They certainly do. I may not have been myself, but I know lots of people who have traveled abroad. I'm certainly not entirely out of the swim of things just because I haven't been.
Oh, now, Eleanor, Myra didn't mean that. No.
Well, I have friends who travel, too.
What I meant was, Eleanor, the first class is more in the front of the ship, second class is in the middle, and tourist class is aft. The back of the ship is the aft of the ship.
I know. Well, I think I'd better be going. It's lunchtime.
Oh, lunchtime? It is.
Why don't I fix some sandwiches?
No, I've been here all morning, and I've got things to do at home. You don't need me anyhow. I haven't been to Europe, so I'm really no help anyhow.
Oh, now, Eleanor, don't be that way.
Well, I don't have to go, and I could certainly eat a sandwich. Now, where's paper and pencil?
Yeah, I'll get it.
We've got to get your trip organized. Yes, and figure out exactly how much money you'll need.
I know. Well, now I put down $250 fare for the boat, one way.
Ship.
Oh, Myra.
Well, nobody says boat.
Do you think $250 is about right to allow for the ship?
Well, you can go cheaper than that if you go tourist here. You can go on the Liberty.
Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Tourist class, one way for $174. And on the Queen Elizabeth, tourist class is $200 and up.
It's those and ups that I never like.
Now, on the Independence or the Constitution, tourist, $215.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Anne? You haven't said much.
Well, I was looking at these folders. I don't think you want to go tourist class. It'll be summer, and tourist class will be filled mostly with students.
There's no sense in even talking about tourist class. That's the first to be filled up. And she'd never get reservations this late.
No, I suppose.
Well, Jack and I went on the Staten Dam last summer, and we only paid $245, and we had a perfectly beautiful stateroom with a lovely bath.
Oh, what class was that?
Yeah. Well, there's only two classes on that boat, first and second, and that's the way to go. Some friends of ours who saw us off in New York, they said our stateroom was even nicer than one that some friend of theirs had who went first class on some other boat.
Anne.
What?
Ship, not boat.
Ship? Oh, Myra.
Oh, goodness.
Listen to this. Oh. You can go to Ireland for a lovely 12-day luxury tour for less than $560. Includes all expenses, either by boat, ship. Or by plane.
Yeah, well, that's nice, but that's not the idea right now, Aunt Effie.
No.
All right, now we've looked over dozens of folders, and I have put down $250 fare one way.
Well, you'll have to figure it'll be more than that.
Yes. Tips? What do you mean, tips? To whom?
The stewardess, the steward, the deck steward, the waiters.
You know, you figure that you have to tip about 10% of your fare. Then you just divide it up and hand it out.
10%? My goodness, that would be $25 in tips.
Well, you don't have to tip during the voyage.
Oh,
you do all the tipping the day you get off the boat. Excuse me, ship.
You mean you just hand out $25 to some people you never even see again?
Well, hey, Effie, if it's the thing to do, you have to do it. Now, I put down $300 each way for transportation, which will include tips. So that's $600 just to be on the safe side.
Look, you've got your hotels and transportation in Europe to figure out.
No, that's true.
Now, look, I brought a box with all my receipts in it from last summer.
Right.
Places that we stay in. Hotel bills and all that, you know. Oh, now, it's very complicated. We'll have to translate these pounds and francs and lira into dollars.
Well, let's get at it. I've got to know today how much I'm going to need. And somehow I've got to earn the money.
Well, I'm not sure you need to earn the money. In fact, you know, I've got an idea for a much easier way. I don't know that it'll work, but I certainly think you ought to try it.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Supersonic speeds are fine in a jet plane, but on today's highways, it's better if you see and hear them before they climb up on your windshield. Help cut the accident rate by keeping your own speed down. These so-called wild young drivers we hear about learn their bad habits somewhere. It could be from you if you've been taking chances, cutting corners, bending the law. Slow and steady wins survival on today's crowded roads.
Calm
but
down.
Look at this living room. I never saw such a mess. All this pamphlets, papers all over the place. The kitchen looks as though you didn't even do the breakfast dish.
My goodness, we never even made the bed.
Well, you know, men are incredible. Every other day I have this place looking spick and span, but does he say so? Does he walk in and say, oh, how nice it looks? No, but the one day that I don't do anything.
What are you even doing? Look at the coffee cup.
The girls have been here.
Boy.
Myra and Eleanor and Anne helping me figure in to go to Europe with you. I'm going to need at least $1,500. That's a lie. About $25 a day for 6 weeks. Anne said that that's what they figured averages out.
It includes room, board, any trains or planes over there.
And if you're there in business longer than 6 weeks, I'll have to fly home by myself because I can't afford to stay longer.
Yeah, well, look, I don't like to be a killjoy, but instead of spending one whole day figuring out how much money you need, wouldn't it be more to the point to figure out how you're going to get the money for even 6 weeks? Huh?
Yes, I guess so. Well, before I forget it, I want you to ask Mr. Cranshaw out to dinner sometime this week.
Cranshaw? Why?
Well, you said yesterday his wife was gone, and you remember he once said he hates to eat out.
Oh.
I mean, I think it'd be nice to do. He's been so nice to you.
Yeah. Hey, that's sweet of you to think of. But you know what? I'll call him right now. Now, see what night he can come. I'll call him.
Well, I see you're going to take Anne's suggestion.
Why not? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Well, how could I earn $1,000 in 3 months?
No,
the only way I'll get to go is to persuade Mr. Cranshaw a wife should be included on business expense.
Mm-hmm. Well, dear, you'll never persuade Mr. Cranshaw to do that.
Aunt Effie, I want to go to Europe. You know as well as I do that when a woman makes up her mind, she wants something, she gets it.
Yeah, wait, just a second. How's tomorrow? Mr. Cranshaw can come tomorrow?
Fine, dear. Very good.
My, what an interesting evening it's going to be tomorrow.
More families, far more families, rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. And for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You take pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax at bedtime, won't disturb your sleep, and the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. No wonder pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax is used by more families than any other laxative. So when you or any member of your family needs a laxative, remember, take X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Seal McLaughlin, Julie Lawrence, and Dorothy Duckworth, and is produced by Walter Hart.